Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on the funny path of life. Sí, sí, vamos, vamos, vamos. Hey, sí, vamos por ahí. Taking Ron and I for morning constitutional. And I do have a bag. Can you believe that? I remember to bring a poop bag. I feel so good. Anyhow, it's a very cool morning here, actually. Beautiful, sunny. I mean, really, the spring and the fall are glorious in Andalusia. The clarity of the sky. You know, it is quite, it's very loud and confident. Clear sky, beautiful light. Anyhow, until however long it lasts. And it's gonna get quite miserable. Quite hot. But I just, Alberto was telling me that in France and Germany they had a higher temperature than we've had so far in Andalusia, which is really strange. You know, those kind of heat waves of sorts. Anyway, so pretty much arrived without a scratch. The only thing that changed was that I ended up taking a train from Sevilla to Salteras, which was fine. You know, it's something that I would have done before. But before, it's always been like she would come and get me in Sevilla. So, and because she had not said anything, it was a little surprising when out of the blue, kind of the last thing, she kind of sent me that information. But, you know, oh, look at that. This is another bag. Would that work for your poop? Yeah, that would work. And so basically I took 3 trains yesterday. I had such a heavy pack. With that extra food, my goodness, it was hard to lift it up. And when I was getting near Cordoba, bring it down from the overhead storage area, I was actually quite amazed that it fit there. But it was like I was worried I might not be able to control it on the way down. You know, so it was really very, anyway, touch and go. And definitely I can still feel my shoulder from the little of the carrying that I did. Anyway, but yeah. So smooth train ride all the way. I actually even took a nap. I was actually quite surprised on a second from Cordoba to Sevilla. I was out listening to Jimmy Carr. And yeah, I was quite... surprised how long I snoozed off. So anyway, it was quite nice. So, of course, it was nice, you know, seeing Pilar. She came and picked me up in the Volkswagen, or the car has something going on, looking at getting it fixed. So it turned out well that car came back this way. While the other one is out of commission. So, yeah, nice to see her. Definitely, you know, everything feels good and clear, you know. So, you know, feeling gratitude, agradecimiento, agradecer, you know, to be grateful. Expressing gratitude to somebody. So, you know, and felt, of course, quite comfortable. I went back down to the basement, dropped the pack, and we just kind of chatted until she was fading. You know what I mean? I think it was close to 11 when she went to bed. Actually, joined her for dinner. We had some, I think it was Swiss chard and asparagus. So she did a la plancha, you know, sautéed in a pan with a bit of oil and salt. Some fresh asparagus, and then she had some kind of leftover Swiss chard. Okay, cowboy. Yeah, you smelled it. You smelled it. That's it. That's it. That is it. That is it. He was happy to see me too yesterday. And, yeah, kind of chatted. Actually, it was interesting. So she met somebody about 2 months ago, and it was kind of interesting to be mindful of myself. You know, no jealousy, nothing, but kind of a, just a hint, a little bit of a hint of a, Well, number one, I was grateful for her. Sounds like that's somebody that she likes. So she sounds like she might be meeting with that person. She makes me think so much of a guy in terms of... she's interesting because of a woman. Because obviously she is a woman. Not that kind of a woman. Actually a woman, you know? Biologically and politically correct. Or I guess maybe politically incorrect, I guess. And they're very much rational. Very, very strong mind. And so, you know, and I would imagine, I can only imagine that as you're getting older and when you've kind of been set in your ways, that it could be challenging, you know, or forgetting what it's like to open oneself up to somebody else. Even more so as we're getting older, how much more inflexibility we have. I imagine, you know, but again, I guess if the person is right, you know, I guess at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. So I kind of challenged her a little bit to be like, you know, maybe you're going to be the guy in a relationship, you know, or maybe it's the table that flipped where, you know, you may have a little more interest for him than so far he may have for you. You know, you just never know. I mean, she's a darling. You know, if she really cares about somebody, you know, she is a... And anyway, so actually a Maryland guy, the U.S. stateside guy. So she's definitely partial to... to English-speaking... people. That's kind of a demographic. Anyway, so you can see, yeah, I'm happy. So she's in kind of a, in the thrall of a, that kind of a mess that is to, you know, and even though these days, you know, INDS, you know, with the social, everything that kind of, for me, as far as I'm concerned, it makes things more complicated, you know, to have an authentic relationship. I think so much of that stuff kind of puts a space, you know, between people. You know, the whole texting, social media, just so much of that. There is so much in between people, you know, in terms of ideas that I can't imagine. But anyway, that was pretty cool. So it was kind of nice, you know, sharing about my time, of course, in Flamelina, you know, some of what I've learned from her. There's a song I know I'm going to send to her. I'm going to also send her the poem, like, I shall wear purple, or I will wear purple. I forgot the title. It seems so to sing. And then more than likely, when I cross into France, you know, if and when I cross into France, then I will... I will send a message about, I'm sure I will have reflected thoroughly by then in terms of, you know, the thing that I'm grateful, what I've learned from her. You know, not that I will never see her again, but it is possible and it is probable that I may never, you know, so I want to make sure that, you know, I see my peace, and I just like that symbolic crossing into France. As an excuse for that. So, so anyway. So, yeah, very, very nice to see her, you know, really, well, like I say, very nice. So the funny guy that I am, you know, to really be able to call her a friend. So, and, you know, I of course, I offered to take her out. But she was like, we'll go out and eat. And then she was like, well, what about you? You cook me a bunch of pizza and then I'll freeze them. I guess she liked the one that I did. So that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to make maybe a dozen or so pizza, you know, because that's the nice thing when the oven is on. So I'll roll the dough. I'll pre-bake them because I don't like the dough to get too soggy, you know. And the way that I do them, I kind of taste a good chunk of sauce, you know, And everything is in a sauce for me. I don't put a topping on top. Everything is mixed in. I just don't like it to dry and kind of burn anyway. So anyway, so it's going to be zucchini, almost. Well, I don't know if I'm going to shred some carrots in there, but I'll do onion, garlic, tomato, zucchini, and I may get some mushroom. We'll see. We may go in a little bit, huh? To get a single mushroom from here. Anyway, and I'm going to make a loaf of bread. Well, no. Anthony, stop. I'm not making a loaf of bread for me. I'll more than likely have lentils to take with me. I had one of them this morning. I'm going to have my oatmeal. Well, if she has oats, I'm actually making oatmeal because that is something that I would like to take. Because it's unlikely. I don't quite see myself. Whoa! Keep pressure! You want to go see him? You want to go see him? Yeah? Look at it! Oh no, he's angry. Okay, okay. I thought he stopped barking, so I thought he was like social. Huh? Hey boy. So that's what I'm going to do today, basically. So I got through all the way to Italian, but I wanted to take her for a walk. Her. Sorry, Ron, I'm thinking of Chupa Chup. So, and then I'll take him a little bit later, more than likely to Dia. Yeah, we'll see. All I have is Nutella. I don't really have a lot of other things aside of some lentils, but that'll get me started for my Wednesday. So, we'll see. But yeah, in Lagos, I'll be able to get the bread, you know, and there's no need to get into that stuff anymore. And bread is more tricky to move around. So if I get a chance, maybe if she has some oats, because I don't think she eats much of that, if any, I'm not sure there are any left. So I normally, I'm pretty responsible. You know, if I know it's not going to be used, I'll take it with me. To use it, kind of what I did with also not leaving things in Jamilena. But yeah, not too much there, you know. Lagos is a pretty good sized town, so I'll find everything that I need. And so yeah, maybe oatmeal and like I say, pizza. So you make me happy to do that for her. She's actually pretty psyched about the iPad, you know. And I have to say, you know, thanks to Joaquin, you know, when he fixed the screen. I mean, looks good, you know, the Bluetooth keyboard, and so we'll see. She might want me to show her a couple of things, but yeah, she was going to be like, I'm going to pay for what you, like, dude, you're not paying for anything. She's something, you know, I mean, and it's not like, I almost was saying, dude, you've already offered me so much, you know, that's the least that I can do. You know, but I didn't go into that. But that would have definitely been a fair statement because she has. She has and is being. Oh, you want to go smell something? Okay, that's okay. With so many things that it's definitely the least that I can do. So, China berry trees here, a lot of them. They make those little round, white looking thing, I guess, called China berry. Anyway, those trees grow quite fast too. So anyway, that's going to be it. So I got through my Italian this morning. When I go back, I guess I'll move on to... I most likely won't be doing French. French is kind of like I still learn, but it's kind of a break at times. You know, to still do it. You know, the mind goes on, has to switch to another language. Anyway. But the fact that I'm restarting the Esperanto in German, you know, they are not giving me as much of a headache. And the Japanese, Geijutsuka. No, Geijutsuka? Is that right? An artist? I think that might be right, Geijutsuka. Oh, anyway. But yeah, I'm not as overwhelmed now. So I don't need as much of the French. And then we'll see. I think, like I say, I'll finish my language And we'll make sure I get the recipe for the pizza. And now see, I'm going to cube. Well, I'm actually not going to blend the zucchini. I'm going to roast them. And I'm going to roast some potatoes just for the heck of it. But so I'll get some of that kind of going. And then we'll go for our second walk. You're not pooping. You must have already pooped this morning. Yeah, I'm pretty light. Oh, yeah, there is. I don't know. It's kind of weird. There is a series of book, and I think it's going to be for a lot of languages, called The Natural Method, Il Metodo Natura, o Naturale, chissà, forse, Il Metodo Naturale, I don't remember. Maybe it's actually from the Latin, Natura, instead of Naturale from the Italian. Oh, we have the trash. Dump the truck. And I found one in Italian and I like it. It's a lot of repetition and some questioning at the end of each chapter. And I'm like, I'm wondering if they have it for the German. And I just found it this morning. So I think I'm going to really enjoy it. Sorry. For the German because of the repetition. And there is something interesting because they are teaching you the staff through kind of like a storytelling format, but it's kind of like, you know, here is Bob. Bob is a man, you know, and here's Barbara. Barbara is a woman. So you're seeing like the feminine, the masculine, the different stuff, and it's not as hard as the beginning. So it's just interesting. I like it. So, and the idea is not to rush for me and to really read out loud. So I'm looking forward to the German version of that. And I have a feeling, Brazilian. Well, I mean, Italian, it's kind of for fun, actually. It's kind of like to do reading. I think that'll be enough between the German and Italian. Amazing still that you can so easily have access to books like that. We're almost back. You know, I've talked about if I was ever to become sedentary, you know, that I more than likely would. Come on, Chico. I would get the George Trombley book series for Japanese from Zero. And pay the membership for Duolingo. And interestingly enough, right, that is something here, you know, finishing my, I'm finishing now my fifth year since my marriage with Duolingo, which was, if I'm not mistaken, October 8, 2019, you know, shortly after meeting Pilar. And I don't remember how I stumbled upon it. But it was like, yeah, I need to work on my Spanish. And when that love story started with actually language learning and Duolingo. And there is, it's kind of the egg or the chicken. You know, there is, you know, it just amazing. Anyway. So, yeah, it's really a beautiful day. It's quite, tomorrow is her birthday. So, maybe I'll sit with Miguel if he'll join me. He's, you know, a son who is studying physics, but not like physical stuff. It's physics like the science. Well, I guess it's also physical science, right? But he's here because some stuff he's doing is involved in different location, I see, between Cordoba and Madrid, where he's doing, he's doing a master of science. So I'm going to do something like with a guitar. And he speaks English, so quite good. Actually, both of the sons. Possibly he, I think, might be the one that speaks, as far as I'm concerned, the best English. Anyway. It's do something with the guitar tonight, to have a closer eyes and to sing her early happy birthday. We are back. We come back. Yes, yes. We'll go back. We'll go out in a bit. We'll go back in a bit. Okay. Anyway. Okay, so back to language practice, my friend, and then we'll talk to you later. Ciao, ciao. Okay, going on a second walk. I haven't done the Spanish, but I've done a lot of kanji this morning, and I finished the Portuguese, and I just had my last chunky monkey of the oatmeal. Oh, I'm stuffed. And I'm gonna go get the mushrooms. Let me see. There's somebody in here. Yeah, okay, we're gonna go the other way. So, yeah, I'm gonna get the mushrooms at the dia. So we're gonna take a little walk. I thought maybe Anna would have taken run the sweet neighbor that I like. But no, it was still here. So it's coming with me. We'll get the mushrooms and then we'll get started. We'll most likely make the rice pudding first. If there's some oranges, I may get a couple, but mostly the mushroom. So we have zucchini, we have onion, we have garlic, we have tomatoes. Yeah, and then she'll have herbs and whatever else. So, and then vinegar or wine. Well, most likely balsamic vinegar and white wine would be nice to put in there too. I make a pretty good pizza sauce. Anywho, and so now finishing my oatmeal, I just finished watching, I started yesterday, War Dogs, which popped up on a suggestion on one of the websites that I used to stream movies. There are two of them that are very, very good. Really impressed by the quality of what they do. I just don't get it. I mean, obviously, there's always an angle, right? People are not like philanthropist cinephile, but anyway, it's with Jonah Hill and whatever the other guy's name, about those guys doing arm dealings, kind of like a Lord of War, you know, with Nicolas Cage, kind of in a similar vein. I guess kind of a, you know, kind of special kind of guy. I guess in the case of War Dogs, they draw one of the guy kind of like a naive kind of fellow, you know, get kind of caught up into a sliding scale, you know, slippery slope and una bajada respalizada. Yes, yeah, slippery slope. But more kind of like, you know, I guess greed and maybe some businesses or some venues where cutting corners is more problematic, you know. So, but it was cool. It was watchable. It's you know, it's kind of like that American swing in those kind of movies where, you know, kind of like Blow, like Goodfellas. There was this kind of I don't know if Scorsese started it. You know, Martin Scorsese with Goodfellas, because that's kind of when I first noticed it. You know. Scarface is kind of more like a horror film as far as I'm concerned. But maybe there is some of that too in terms of ostentatious, you know, in terms of that money. But yeah, the Goodfellas, and then a lot of the movies, like even like Made in America, I think it's called, with Tom Cruise, Blow with Johnny Depp. Kind of that, you know, those kind of illegal things, you know, drug, I guess liquor too as well, maybe possibly like with Al Capone, and then weapons. But I can see if you are young, you know, if you've driven, And, you know, some people may have like Harvard or kind of Ivy League schools or connection, you know, into the world business, you know, in the power of that world. And so they're more than likely, it's more appealing, I think, to do something that has a veneer of legality, you know, and it's not quite as dangerous. But I guess for some other guys who may not have, you know, the ins and out, then maybe it's something else, you know, those special people who seem to have that kind of ability to do something and that can generate so much money. Actually, American Gangster, too, with Denzel Washington, you know. Okay? Okay, boy, we're going to the, okay? Yes, we are. Anyway. So, but yeah, it was okay. It was enjoyable. So like I say, now we're going to get into the kitchen. I guess I'll listen to what NPR has to say about the six months war in, goodness, 6 months in Gaza, of Palestine, against Hamas, and whatever else is going on. A little bit of that, and I will do more than likely my Spanish a little bit later, after a nap. I think I'm going to do the sauce, the rice, and then I'll take a nap. And then I'll get on with making the dough. Because that goes pretty quickly. Making the pizza dough. Anyway. What else, boy? Well, there's really not much else, right? I'll have to decide tomorrow. I really don't quite see myself leaving with PR at 6 o'clock, arriving 3 hours before the bus leaves. And I think it's in the same place. I think it's Santa Justa, which is a train station in Sevilla. Santa Justa. And I think the bus station is adjacent to the train. And if that's the case, then it's great. I'll go to Salteras. About half an hour walk, which is actually nice, and then try to maybe arrive about an hour or so before the bus leaves. And then 5 hours, oof, I would have paid a little more, I have to say, if there was a train to go there, but that is outside of flying. I don't know where I would have had to fly actually from Sevilla to what kind of local airport you might have had access, but it just the bus is it. So, and then I will just be there, arriving there. I'll have my private room, so it'll be nice to get started. And actually, I think I'll still get a private room the next maybe 2 or 3 days. There are not many, like I said, it's a different kind of tourism. That part. So, in South Portugal, like I said, until I, Porto Covo, I mean, there, I'm most likely we're still in the same hostel in Porto Covo. It was very nice. I liked the breakfast. And the rooms were nice. You know, they definitely had nice lodging for what you're paying for. But they have no kitchen. Well, it's no big deal. You know, I'll buy cans of whatever. I'll get by just fine, you know, transitioning from my routine, you know, having gotten used to, you know, what I was doing day there, but my path so far is not meant to be long-term for things like that, so I think as long as I can do them, I will do them. I think it's going to be, I'm going to go this way, but to be okay with the rest, because what's important is not to maintain the routine. Oh, the routine is important, but it's not what's most important. To remain true, authenticity, that is really my my foundational pillar. And then everything else comes after. There cannot be happiness to me. Yeah, that is my path, is to really a sense of being truthful you know, to be, yeah, to own up to the moment and to not let, you know, the potential ramification, probabilities, you know, statistics get in the way of something that could be, could turn to that. And whether or not that, it's irrelevant. There are always prices to pay, and at times there are bitter pills to swallow. De vez en cuando hay que comerse el marrón, to eat a chestnut, to mean to swallow a bitter pill, to take one for the team. And and so, oh, I'm walking straight up. No, come on, bigger, bigger. Sorry, but I don't, definitely. Oh, yeah, it's good to get. Oh, look at the doggy. Hands the doggy. Anyway, I'm walking with my Crocs. It's amazing, and they're still holding on. But I can almost feel my feet going through on the bottom. But here it's asphalt. I'm back in the urban civilization. So if I had holes on the bottom, it'd be fine actually. I would be fine barefoot walking. And I guess now that my heels are healed, it looks like they are, you know? But I will today. I'm going to file them. I'm going to treat my heel with my cream and all that stuff. And I guess we'll see about the back. But when I find myself on the road, I might consider. I'm going to get mushroom. Maybe a couple of oranges. It'd be nice to make a little citrus base with my rice pudding. And she has an apple. Let me do a also very small brunoise of apple. Okay. Come on, venga. Venga, chico. Ven aquí.
Muy bien.
Okay. Yeah, you're so good. You're so good. Pilar was telling me yesterday, she was showing me.
Yes.
Yes, you're so good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sweetheart. Okay, see in a bit. That since I'd shown her, I had trained him to not to eat the food until I told him to. And basically she's saying since then he waits to be told, which is very funny. Okay, so let's get a couple of oranges, and I guess let's get the mushrooms. That's going to be quite quick here. I don't think I need to worry about the... do I get the big one or the small one? Anthony, let's get the big one. Okay. That is it. I'm not forgetting about you. What do we have here? Gallina para helados. Oh my goodness, that looks nice. Good.
Eso me pasa a mí de dos y más allá un pulito porque si no.
All right, that's done. No, it's just that's it. I wasn't too long, no, was it? No, was it? I wasn't too long. No, you're not gonna want that. just mushroom. It's just mushroom. Come here. Yeah. Yes, yes, you're just so happy. You're just so happy. Yeah. Yeah, you're a sweetheart. Unless you go crazy on another dog. Okay, we go this way? All right, we go this way. That's fine. Vamos. Vamos a la playa. Okay. No cars. No. All right. Anyway. Yeah, I'm a little tired. I mean, that was like 5.5 hours sleep last night. But felt good to get up. I'm already modifying my yoga and my reading routine in the morning. So, but well, tomorrow is going to be off. It's going to be a weird day. But the next 2 days are going to be, maybe even the next 3 days, I'm going to have plenty of time in the morning. So, and I think I may be looking at, well, yeah, more than likely the next month, month and a half, because the weather being so nice, there's really no, I'd be hard pressed to justify leaving early, like leaving before 9 o'clock. So, well, on the past Lisbon, you will, many places you will have to leave by like between 8 and 9. That's going to be it. And it'll be what it'll be. We'll see how I am doing. You know, like, not really thinking too much about it. But, you know, when I leave Villa d'Obispo, I'll have a chance on a 40-something kilometer. And actually a stretch of it, which is not that nice. And or bypassing that stretch, actually, and then go to the other leg, because the lodging is too expensive in Carapateira. I've talked about that. Amazing that I can remember that name, Carapateira. And we'll see, because if I do feel good, you know, if the weather is really nice, I'll be like, why wouldn't you do like an 8-9 hour day, you know, why not, you know? And if the pack doesn't feel too crazy anyway. But that's today's Tuesday already, my goodness. Yeah, today's a 9. Anyway, come on, boy. But it's beautiful. Beautiful day. It's going to be a very nice afternoon. Maybe we'll take a walk after when she gets back. We'll see how she is. Yeah, she's a tough cookie. I think that's something, too, about the Spanish that I've noticed. They are tough people. It's different, the French. Just the Spanish are just, they seem to be able to take quite a bit, you know, to take in quite a bit. A lack of abuse and their weight bearing, like the Atlas Shrug image I had of Pilar, about her carrying the world. But they seem to be able to, I'm not sure I'm going to thrive on it, but you know, maybe to be wise. I don't know if the whole, you know, those almost 40 years of fascism in Spain, you know, having a culture that seems to accept that and kind of want it, I guess, in a way, obviously. I mean, they must have, enough of them must have wanted it. I don't know. And I guess to me, it doesn't. Well, I don't know. I do have a submissive part in myself, but there would have to be some kind of respect. Sorry. Or some kind of honoring of whatever, you know, kind of like looking up to. And I wouldn't put it past me, actually, you know, to surrender to something, you know, that was greater than me or that I looked up to. Why not? You know, why not? Anyway, oh yeah, it's beautiful. I'm gonna keep the windows and the door in the kitchen open while I'm cooking. Whoa! You and your smelling. Run. Anyway, well, I guess kind of nice to get a look at Valencina, you know, maybe for the last time. It feels good too that it's just going to be like ephemeral, you know. Just about a day and a half. It does feel like, you know, it's time for the show to go on. Dogs. Yes, forget about this place here. You have all those dogs that really. There they are. There they are. There. Oh my goodness. Huh? Run. You don't mind them too much, eh? You don't seem to mind most of them. I heard them for a while last night, actually. In the basement, it was a little chilly with the windows open. But it was nice. I slept quite nice. I had a weird dream, actually. Let's see if I remember. I'll finish on that, and I'll let you go. I dreamt that I worked with children, kind of like a behavioral kind of modification center program, you know, where children who behave a problem are living, and then you work with them. And somehow those children, they get into the adult's room and kind of rummaged around and find porn and then kind of confronted the adult. And there was this thing about me, I guess, as a voice of an adult being like, dude, you know, it's like, this is not good. This is not acceptable. It's like, you know, if I have my own space, you know, I want to be sure that, you know, children will not have access to it. I almost felt like when I woke up asking Pilar, which is weird, if somebody had slept in that bed. Anyway, I could actually. What? Come on, silly goose. Huh? What is it? What is it? I forgot about that look that you have, like, poor me. Yeah, I almost thought about asking her, because it was a different kind of a dream. I don't recall a dream like that, because though I did work in a setting like that, you know, at Star Ranch in Ingram, Texas, you know, Mountain Home. It doesn't matter, between Ingram and Mountain Home, near Kerrville, one of my jobs, being a house parents with children that were ward of the states, basically. Okay, hold on a second. Here you go. Whoop. Come on, Chico. Come on. Yeah. We're going. Let me get the keys. But the dream was weird. It just felt dream. Almost kind of like it wasn't about me. That's why I was kind of like, am I sucking up somebody else's? Whatever you want to call it. I don't know. It was a weird sensation. But I'm more than likely. Oh, interesting. Is there somebody working on cleaning the sweeping the. It must have been her. Huh. Of course. I may do a little bit of that. She has a tree shaving those. Well, look at that. The lemon tree is producing. She's got a few nice lemons, so I guess the tree is getting tall enough to soak up enough sun. Hey, Chico. You want to come in? No, you don't want to come in. You don't want to come in. Anyway. All right. So. This is it. So I think, my friend, I'm going to let you go. And let's see what the day brings, okay? Wishing you a beautiful day. I'm more than actually done. I'm sure I am. Anyway, peace and love.